team.
All right, tonight it all begins down at the Bay. If you enjoy your athletics and your local community sport, well, this is as South Australian as it gets. The Bay Sheffield begins over a two-day carnival. It's under lights tonight down at Collie Reserve, and it's all setting up to be a fantastic couple of days. Leon Burkhart, who runs the show, he's the event manager, joins us on the line now. Leon, thanks for taking a minute. It all kicks off. What's on the menu?
Thanks very much for having us. Yeah, it's been a fantastic day. The weather's beautiful down here today. So, yeah, we've had the 70-metre heats, the 120, some junior races down here, and we're just running a few circle events, 550s. But the 70 metres are the flavour of today with the sprint races.
Just fantastic, isn't it? I mean, you say how easy it's going and it's all set up, but what about the volunteers that you've got that make sure that it's in place and everything can go according? You know, they got to get moved this, do that, pick that up, grab that, do. I mean, it all needs to happen, doesn't it, Leon?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, as all these events go, without the volunteers, this doesn't happen. So we've got a great crew, track crew, which have been, some of them have been probably, you know, 20, 25 years helping us out, but we get new people every year to help with the infrastructure, and it's just absolutely fantastic the amount of work they put in for us.
Just fantastic, isn't it? I mean, 390 athletes. Where are they all staying? An age from 8 to 75. Are you putting any of them up yourself, mate?
Yeah, we've got them all over the place, but yeah, down the Pier Hotel, but all the hotels down, but they'll get filled up this time of year, and a lot of them are athletes that come from interstate. We've got yeah, plenty coming over from Victoria, a few from Queensland, a few from New South Wales, and a couple from Western Australia come over because it's such a prestigious event on the athletic calendar.
It's just incredible, isn't it? 137th year now of the Bay Sheffield. People would just, you know, get here, have a look where it is, and just shake their heads, wouldn't they?
They do, yes. They come down, which is sort of like the bowl-type arena down at Collie Reserve. It's a very unique track. But, yeah, just the atmosphere is just unbelievable. You can't really describe it until you get down here. The bar's starting to tick along now, and it'll get filled up tonight as well. So, going pretty well.
And more importantly, sorry, gamble responsibly, the bookmakers there yet or not?
Oh. We actually haven't got the bookmakers this year, unfortunately. We had a bit of an illness with the people that were coming down. But we run a Calcutta, so people can buy the heats, and they get a percentage of the take if the athlete comes up in the heat.
Oh, just brilliant. It really is. Of course, the two reigning champions are just going to be brilliant. Last year's male winner, Michael Moscow, and Jordan McMillan from the ladies' event. I mean, they look to be in pretty good form again.
They do. We actually just watched Michael go down in the 70, and I think he's the second fastest up, and he's just a very impressive athlete. He's going to go places, a young fella, and, well, Jordan is running the well juniors. He's the youngest ever winner of the Bay Sheffield, came second again last year, and he's looking pretty good again this year.
It's a reasonable check too for, you know, running 10 seconds. You're getting $1,000 a second.
Yeah, pretty much. A little, but they get 10 grand, so the males will run about between 12.2 and 12.4. The females run between sort of 14 seconds to 14.2, so not bad, but they do a little bit of work before that.
Yes, they do, to get there and make sure that they can get it done. Hey, just something, I had a quick look and just saw that the great man himself, Bruce McAvaney, is involved with the event. Can you just fill us in on what that might be, Leon?
Well, Bruce has been watching this event. He normally comes up and sits quietly on the hill and has a look, but he's been a little bit more involved this year, and looks to be, might do a little bit on the coverage for us. So we're going to be on KO later in the day. We're on Facebook at the moment, but he might step in and do a bit of a guest commentary for us. And he comes along to our breakfast. He loves the event. He loves his athletics. So we're very grateful for the work that Bruce does for us.
It's just fantastic, isn't it? He is a champion. We know that. Yes. It's just fantastic. But I just, you know, I still get amazed at Collie Reserve, the setup that we have down there. It just allows people to get so darn close to the athletes, you know, just as they get up on that hill and watch them doing the corners and then and sprinting away from there.
Yeah, well, pretty much when they go around the corners, a little bit of sweat drops off and it probably hits the crowd. They, you know, can give high fives on the way. It's quite unique how close they can get to the action.
Tell the listeners how they can get involved. Obviously, this is one of the great community events of South Australia. As Flipper said before, this has been running since 1887. This is an every year thing which South Australia has always gotten behind. It's part of the fabric of our community. How can the people of SA get involved in the day? Is it free? Is there a ticket process? How does it all work?
Yeah, they can just come down. It's a totally free event. So just basically find a spot on a bit of the grass on the hill and enjoy the action. We do have a VIP little area as well. So which is a drink and food package for $99. But pretty much you just come along and then enjoy the atmosphere. Obviously, Holdfast Bay's got a lot to offer with the beach right on the doorstep and Jetty Road. And the Collie Reserve tucked in behind the Pier Hotel there.
Beautiful. Just what sort of, you made mention of the council, what sort of support does the event get from the Holdfast Bay Council itself?
We're actually really lucky the support the council gets behind this event. They've been doing it for a number of years. They do a lot of the infrastructure. I was out here about 6 o'clock this morning with the depot setting up for not only this event but the Proclamation Day as well. So, they do a fantastic support for the event. It's great to work with.
Very much. So just give us a bit more of information on those, the various distances that are available for these pro athletes. I mean, you know, we look and see the quick one, the 120, but there's so many other different ones that are available to them, aren't there?
There is, yes. It's quite unique. So we start, 70s are the shortest one, 70 metres. The 120s, we run over 300, 550 metres. Right up to 3.2 k's. There's a couple of events for the distance runners as well, and 1600 meters. So, you know, any athlete, the beauty of the pro running is that basically anyone can get involved. You know, you get find yourself a coach, do a little bit of training, and see how you go.
Exactly. And there's a category now, Leon, for the para as well. So they're involved, fully involved, and have the support of the event.
There is. Yeah, we've got a couple of specific para races, and we've been very lucky to have a Paraquad SA get on board and to support the event, so they support us all through the year. It's great having those athletes, and you know they train. We got a few, they're going to the Paris Olympics competing, so you know they're quality athletes.
Mm. I mean, we love our event, and I guess, you know, when you see the other one at Easter, the Stall Gift. But, yeah, where do we sit on the national plate of the events and the way it's supported here in our town?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of one of those, depends who you ask a little bit, but Stall Gift definitely probably sits as number one purely for the prize money on offer there, but probably most people would say sort of the Bay Sheffield's number two in Australia. You've got your Burnie Gift, Ballarat, Bendigo, those sort of races. But the Bay Sheffield, because of its uniqueness and just nothing like it really that athletes can run on. They come from all over Australia. So we're probably, as far as prestige goes, the number two event in Australia.
Brilliant.
That is quite amazing. Well, continue the great work, Leon. It's going to be a fantastic evening, of course. And then tomorrow, what time does it start and end tomorrow?
So we actually kick off with a breakfast at about 8 o'clock, so they'll be having a chat to some Hall of Fame inductees. Bruce will have a bit of a chat, and a couple of the sort of top athletes, Aidan Murphy and Harrison Hunt, some of the top South Australian athletes. But the action starts at about 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll run through to about 7. And
beautiful.
There's pretty much racing every 5 minutes for the whole day, so you can definitely sort of sit down, relax, and enjoy the day.
Non-stop action. Outstanding stuff.
Thank you, mate.
We look forward to it all happening. It's down at Collie Reserve. Make sure you get down there and get involved. Leon, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us.
That's fantastic. The Bay Sheffield in edition 137, as you said, Flip, it just it keeps on keeping on every year.
Well, and there's no reason, absolutely no reason why it would not, the way it's embraced by,
it is.
As I meant before, 390 athletes, the age range, 8 through 75.
Yep.
I mean, and they know they're coming here, it's the new year, and let's get over to Adelaide and get down to the Bay Sheffield and watch and feel and get close to it, and you can do that and be a part of it.